I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with David Holland, who's with the Center for Atmosphere Ocean Science at the Courant Institute at NYU, and we'll begin by talking about his assessment of climate change. In the past year, let's say, are you more or less alarmed about the amount of land ice?
I think the alarm has been sounding for about a decade now, and what it's sounding about is we see changes that nobody saw before, and at one level, that's not surprising because people were not looking before because they did not have observational tools to look at these large ice sheets. And the other part is that these changes may have been going on and most likely go on naturally all through time. But the added element now is we are, in fact, warming up the planet. And so right now, we're in a bit of a quandary. We see rapid change. We did not expect to see such change. We were caught off guard by it, and we really cannot yet answer the question if this is natural or influenced by human climate change.
Now, is that a question that can be answered, let's say, in a year or 5 years?
I think it can be answered within decades. I think it's that hard. I think this is an enormous problem. We need to be able to develop much better observations and much better numerics. We also, from a mathematical point of view, are only at the beginning of developing clever mathematical techniques to solve these conservation laws I was talking about. Basically, the bottom line is these things are really only solved using partial differential equations, which are nothing other than relations between rates of different quantities with conditions put at the beginning and on the perimeters, the initial and boundary conditions. So it's a relatively well piece of mathematics that's been developed, conservation laws. But what we're running into a problem is the ability of computers to handle the amount of computation we want to do. And computers are not, even the best computers are not up to doing this task yet because we require so much resolution because there's so many small scales in here. And so we're trying to think of clever techniques where a certain part of a region of an area of an ice sheet is more important than another part. We'll put more numerical effort there. And these are called adaptive grid methods. They go under different names. That's really the forefront of what we're trying to do now. And so you're solving an equation in a domain, but some regions are more important than others. And through time, the important regions change. So it's a lot to do with moving grids and moving resolution, which we're just getting into now.
I noticed on your webpage you have a couple live shots, it looks like, of monitoring stations. What are those?
So me personally, the piece of this scientific puzzle I'm interested in is the interaction of the ocean with the ice sheets. So around the edges, the perimeter of these ice sheets, ocean waters interact. And so I've set up monitoring stations in Greenland and Antarctica that monitor the conditions right at the coast, if you will. So what you're looking at the web page is the meteorological aspect, and I've set up weather stations, but while I was at it, I put in web cameras, essentially, just because I'd like to observe the amount of cloud cover and the actual motion of the ice. I mentioned about how you can take two photos and take the difference in sea velocity. Well, with these simple web cameras, you can do that. You can look at two different images, 1 hour apart, and you can see the movement of the ice. So those are the pictures coming in from Greenland and Antarctica on the webpage. And one other thing is, incidentally, I mentioned that from space you can see major change occurring in Greenland and Antarctica. The major change occurs at the coast, and it occurs where the ocean runs into the ice sheet in embayments or fjords. And the two magical places of change right now are called Jacob's Harbor in Greenland, or Jakobshavn, and Pine Island Bay in Antarctica. So these two special places are actually where these cameras and weather stations are. They're the places where you see most rapid change.
That's very interesting. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, but maybe yes. I think the goal of this kind of research is to answer the question of what will be the future of global sea level. And I think society and people in general are confused on this topic, that somehow people possibly assume that we know how to predict sea level going forward in the future. We definitively do not have this capability, and we are not developing it very rapidly. So when people talk about cities will flood and all that, that's a lot of hype, and that it's not based on scientific fact. At the same time, it might actually be true. So we're in this weird place where the science and the math are not adequately developed to provide sound answers to the question of what will be the height of the global ocean in 100 years, in 200. And if these ice sheets add significant water to the ocean, there will be major change in the ocean. So we need to get moving, and that requires a lot of people developing math and science to move this forward. The number of people working on it now, I believe, is inadequate, and the amount of research required to move it forward is enormous, and I think that may be why we're stuck.
So you mentioned before that, like, if you had more powerful computers, that would help, but you also need, you know, you might say, better math and science.
Yeah, I would say particularly we may run into some trouble with the computers in terms of there's maybe a limit on how far you can go with running computers. It may be that alternative smart techniques in applied mathematics, either in the area of calculus or just in numerical methods, that moving those things forward might provide us a lot bigger gain.
Well, David, thank you very much. That's David Holland, the Center for Atmosphere Ocean Science at the Courant Institute of Mathematical Sciences at New York University. David, thanks.
Okay, thank you.